So what Rabbi Avadia says over here, thank you very much for bringing Rabbi Avadia to the share. He says as follows. צריכים כל עשרה להיות גדולים. מבין י' ג' שנה ומעלה. צריכים להיות גדולים. They more have to be bar mitzvah at least. מכל מקום יש אומרים, there are however those who behold. בשעת התרחק, אפשר לצרף. On the extreme circumstances, you're allowed to add לדברים שבקדושה, קטן שדל יש מבחים. There are those who hold that the cotton counts as long as he knows to whom you're davening. Im tisha gedolim, if there's another nine men. Ulam, however, that gdas roiv gdolei apoiskim, the majority of the authorities hold she'ein hakatan mitzteref la'asara klal afilu b'sha'as hadchak. And now, and that's your line. Here we go, gentlemen. Rav Avadia, im roye odom she'atzibu miskonim mitzteref la'asara. If you see that there is a minion that are planning to do this extreme action of adding a tenth, a child, yeah, alav latzet misham, he should leave, miyad, immediately, jump out of the window, go, just go. Why? Kidei shelo te'ara takala liado, that you shouldn't be the one joining this. You shouldn't be part of this. So he is very, so we've got, Avadia was very against it. Exactly what you said yesterday. So you are in good company. Avadia and you.
It might be,
that's what he said.
It was not Avadia against it because he fortunately lived in Hanoff and there were so many Yidden. There were Yidden growing trees. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says in the name of the Mishnah Berurah,
even if the minyan is going to get cancelled, don't do it. But there is lenient opinion. It looks like a Moshe. Moshe in his tshuva looks like, you know, he was a Moshe Feinstein in the Americans in the 1956. He looks like he was a bit more inclined to be a bit more lenient. But Reb Shlomo Zalman was also very, he said, no, forget it. No, nothing good. Nothing doing.
Not this shore, another shore, and someone said, hold a chumash, and then someone from the minion, he goes, nonsense, and he walked out. Really? So that's, he did exactly like Rabbi Avadia said he should do. But still, that's good. Is it designed for every place and every time.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, he says, even if you're in Morocco or in Tunis or whatever, there's no, and the minion is going to get cancelled because of that, don't do it. Don't do nine plus a child. It is quite extraordinary to count the cotton. We don't normally count the cotton, so I can hear why people get very upset about it. No. Shulchan Aruch says that it's such an opinion. It's a Gemara, it's a Tosfos, really. Ah, they do it? Ah, yeah? Yeah, I don't know what Shulchan Aruch's opinion is.
There's a mere tamatzui.
No, normally it doesn't help. No, minion, you got to have a minion normally.
No, Hamish Day Cyrus.
Oh, we'll get to that. Okay, boys, let me continue. I want to add a point which actually I was wondering why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring this. We talk about minion. There's a whole siman full of minion. We're still going to talk about the age. And We'll be talking about waiting for the minion. We'll be talking about more. But there's one thing that doesn't come up, and that's what I'm going to mention over here. Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. And that's how you count the minion. So, what do you mean you count? Can't you count to 10? So the answer is, well, it's not so easy to count to 10. It's not that easy, because how do you count to 10 when you want to have a minion? How do you count to 10? So we've got that rule that we don't normally count people. The background of that, why we do so, and what's the alternative? How do we count people? So that is really a question. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. I'm quite curious about it. It's not mentioned yet. This would be, I would have expected Mishnah Berurah to talk about it and say, you're not allowed to count. There's an established rule that we don't. It's an Issa, probably the Rabbanon, of counting people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And therefore, the way we count by saying a pasuk. Some people say Hoshea Samecha. Others who are more hungry will say Hamotzi Lechem Noetz, which is also exactly 10. Have you noticed? Yeah, Hamotzi Lechem Noetz also gets you to 10. So it depends on which version you want to go for. But you count to 10 by counting words in the pasuk. So it's not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah. I do not know why, but it's not mentioned. But that is the halacha. You don't count 1, 2, 3, 4. You will count through through going through the pasuk and every person representing one of the words. Okay, but we continue now with further halachas.
We have a minion in here now.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You could.
Can we count Stephen Spry on the...
Absolutely.
On the Zoom.
Rabbi, so we continue now with an interesting halacha. I want to go briefly through Sifei and then afterwards discuss Sifav in greater detail, which is very relevant. Sifei, Rabbi, tells us, we're talking about bar mitzvah age. So we always talk about bar mitzvah, you know, 13 years old, is about page 172. In our editions, which will be Simon Nun Hei Sifei. Imla Hevi Shtei Saros, if the child has not brought physical maturity, he hasn't brought Shtei Saros to her. Afilu Gol B'Shanim, even if he's 13 plus. So he's 13 years old, but Dinoka Cotton. He will still consider the Cotton Achetu of Shnoisav until he's certainly the age has, he's over 13. Shaz is Barashu Saros. Im Nigolo Shimon Saros Kodum Lechen Dinoka Cotton, if there's any reason to assume he's a Saros, and he won't reach physical maturity, if there's any reason to assume that, then you'll be able to count him as a girl by bar mitzvah. Now, the Ramah is really the key halacha, which is as follows. We don't worry about Cyrus. As long as a person is bar mitzvah, we assume that he's a gotl, we just go with the age of bar mitzvah. That's how we go. As long as it's bar mitzvah. It's interesting that there is a discussion mishnah, which is relevant for other areas of halacha, that when it comes to deraisa, perhaps you can't just assume it's bar mitzvah. Chazaka d'over, that's a discussion, it's unwrapped. But certainly when it comes to counting for minyan, as long as a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah, he's 13, he certainly counts as a minyan. Rabbi says, evolve. What happens if you've got a minyan, but not a solid minyan? What's a not solid minyan? How do you find a non-solid minyan? So one of them is davening already. Echad Masor is Palavad. He's the one. I'm not davening. Nothing to do with these guys. I'm davening on my own. For instance, you've got nine plus this individual, or similar but different. Say that he's davening Shemona Esrei whilst you are still. You want to do Chazar Hashatz? That's much more relevant. You want to do Chazar Hashatz, but number 10 is still davening Shemoneh Esrei. He's got this. He's going. He's davening. He's still going. You know? So you're waiting. Alright? You know? You're waiting and he's still davening. And you look, you peep into his cell, he sees Mogein Avram. That's what he's holding. So, what are you going to do? So, okay, option one, he's davening on his own. Option number two, he's davening Shemoneh Esrei quietly and you want to get on with it. What else happens? The guy was just really tired. So Kazima took a bit of time, and he said like this, and he goes like that, and off he went. He's physically here, but only in physical terms. He's sleeping. You can even hear him snoring. He's here, but he's not. So now, can you count? This is the question now. Can you count a minion, which I'm going to call it now non-solid minion? What does he mean? He's either davening quietly, or he's davening on his own, or he's sleeping. All similar but different examples. Can you count a sleeping person as a minion? Can you count him? That's a different discussion. We'll get to that, but not for now. Can you count somebody who is sleeping part of the minion?
Is the majority sleeping?
No, it's not that long davening. It just sees me.
We're not talking about misnamnim.
No, misnamnim. Bialoch speaks. Misnamnim is much better. Yeah, Bialoch points out. Just wake him up a bit. So Rabbi said, "Aloch it is. Afilu hachim mitzayif from him." No, you can count him. You can count the 10th person who is sleeping. So Shulchan says, "Let him sleep." What's the problem?
Is that at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm part of the minion. And then
so by the time he was sitting to the Zem, you could see he was like sitting down and going like this. By Kir Shema, he was like properly flat out. And by Shemona Esa, you heard him snoring. Yeah. So now you want to do Chazal Zashatz, and you don't know what to do with that gentleman over here. So what are you going to do with him? What are you going to do? So can you count him? So Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you can count him. Don't bother waking up. Yoshen is A sleeping man counts as a minion. And somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's not with you, he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, you can see, V'lamal Shinim Al Tei Sikva, no problem, we are going Baruch Atah Hashem, we do Chazal Zashat. So Boi Sai, non-solid minion, these examples, counts as a minion. Mishibu is not happy with it. This is clearly the opinion of Shulchanok, Mishibu doesn't like it. He says that perhaps one person, certainly no more than that, and when it comes to, if you, out of those examples, which one do you feel is the one which is the least problem? Out of those people that we mentioned now, the non-solid minion examples, which one do you feel is the worst, which one is a bit better?
Well, I said the one is
davening. Yeah.
That's the least.
Least, exactly. So, yeah. So the Mishavu Taka says, you know, if you want to be lenient, somebody's davening still, and you want to add it, okay, fine, okay. But certainly in terms of who do you feel is the worst case? The sleeper. Is it the shlufa? No. No, nah, come on, there's a limit. Yeah, there's a limit. Mishavu says, and I'm quoting the word in Sifkot Lamed.
It's hard to.
Misifkot lamed base uviyoshein bevada in etzayif afilu mokam atchak biyoisam. Say no. I mean, if no, you can't count him. Ki bedavochi ishabe poiske machmir biyoshein. He says many opinions hold you cannot count a sleeping person as a minion. So Mishavu says the Bialocha says that what you meant to do is that what you're mentioning. Just give him a tap on the shoulder and says, you know, you can go back. You can just, you know, wake up a bit, and you can carry on from where you left off. Now you can carry on that later. No worries. You can carry on where you left off. You can carry on later.
Even if it's like just sitting there reading a book.
No, that's fine. That's certainly part of a minion. That's part. He's part of the minion.
Assume that he's gonna.
Yeah, that's that consciousness, that awareness. That's what counts.
He doesn't have to respond.
No, that's not really the key. The response. Yeah. Now the Mishnah of Kotlam Adalat I want to quote because I find it's a very important word. Mishnah Sins of Kotlam Adalat, second wide line. That whenever you have 10 people, cholaso, I think that's what Jonathan mentioned yesterday, cholaso shem gdoilim, when you have 10 men, adults, shchina shaya beinem, there's a shchina, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, to some extent, dwells here. This says in Pasuk, v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael kerinom bu. It's called v'niktashti. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I become sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael. V'loidomi lekotten, and that's as opposed to a child, delava k'tushu, that doesn't really have the full level of k'tusha. Yeah, there's a certain kedusha that gets into a person when he's bar mitzvah. That kedusha, and that's something which a minor doesn't have. Now, Siv Zayin, it's an unknown halacha that. Really unknown halacha, I believe. Siv Zayin teaches us as follows. Ksheechon mispaleil levado. What if a person davens on his own? Nochon sheacherim yamtinu meloi makadesh ad shigmoy. People should wait until he finishes kadesh. So what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, in Tzilukat Sivkot Named Hei, afilu yesh minyan belodoy. You have a full minyan, but that individual is still davening. I'm repeating the words. She'echon mispalei levado, he's davening on his own. Why is he davening on his own? He's got a full minyan, and he's still davening. He's still deep in Shema. And you have finished already Chazal, and you have finished already Shemoneh Esrei. Nochen she'acherim yamtinu meloi makadesh ad she'igmoy. Wait for him, so you can say kaddish with him. Even if you have a minion, kaddish is kegamu for his sake. So you don't need him. You've got a minion, but you can see he's still davening Shemoneh Esrei. So wait, so that he can also benefit from the kaddish. Very good question. Such a halachically well-defined question. This is correct. So at times the answer is, yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's tichel tzibura, and you're not meant to wait. Yeah, that's correct. The Mishnah, this is really the subtle balance over here. When do you have to wait?
They don't mind.
Pardon?
They're not
I want to just answer the question as follows. That if the Olam doesn't mind, then you're meant to wait for his sake. So what we're learning over here, Rabbi Yisrael, is I want to just rephrase this a little bit. Normally, when the chazan wants to carry on, he carries on when there is halachic within the halachic parameters. There's a minion. You do chazas shatz when it's a minion. You say bochu when it's a minion. You say when it's a minion, and that's correct. And that's fine. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Wait a sec. You're allowed to, and if it's needed, you're allowed to, but. Keep in mind, you also have to think about the benefit of the individual. If that person is, just wait for him. Perhaps if people don't care, then just wait for him as well. If there is that additional time to
Just wait. Fine, if it's okay. Of course, often you're right. Often it clashes with Tichel Tzibur. People want to get on with it, and then it's fine as well. But we're just learning there's an aspect, there's an element of thinking about him as well, despite the fact that you don't need him. Not for your sake, for his sake. There's an aspect as well.
Which Kaddish is the Mechaber referring to? Yamtzin min la Kaddish.
Yeah, which Kaddish is he talking about?
I haven't heard of anything.
Yeah, he talks. Yeah, he's talking about anything. Yeah, we'll be talking about Chazal Shabbos as well. Yeah, correct. Okay, Seif Ches Cheresh. What's a Cheresh? Deaf. Hamedaber, who is able to talk. So he's got a speech. He's got verbal capacity. Ve'ena Shemea, but he's unable to hear. As opposed to, so what is that? That's as opposed to
deaf mute.
As opposed to deaf mute, someone who is able to, he's able to articulate, but he's unable to hear. Oi, alternatively, the other vice versa, shemea, he hears, ve'ena medaber, but he's unable to talk. So how do we call that? He hears, but he can't. But he can't talk. He mute, yeah. Henke, pikchinu mitzdafin. You can count them as a minion. Somebody's. So the only one that's excluded is?
Can't talk
and can't hear.
Oh, I see.
Only can't talk and can't hear.
Why is talking?
He's excluded.
Does that mean you mean?
No, it doesn't really come from that. We'll get to that. Mitzvashem. Avon misha eni shemea v'eni medabe. For somebody's unable to talk and hear. Harik shoyte is considered, he's categorized as a shoyte. The cotton and a child who doesn't count as a minion. So what have we got over here? That it sounds like the only exclusion is somebody is unable to talk and unable to hear. He's excluded from minion. But if he's got either the ability of hearing or the ability of talking, he's got enough connection to the tzibur. I'm just answering your question a little bit. He's enough connected to the edo. He's got enough. It's about communication. It's about connection to the minion. It's about being part of the Eidah, part of the community. If it's got that little access to the community, then it's part of the minion. The Bialocha discusses an interesting question. What happens if somebody is mute, but he's able to? What's nowadays? I think there's a lot. They put a lot of training into that.
Lip reading.
So I don't know if you have experienced it. Have you experienced lip reading? It's very, very interesting. I remember I had bechavusa with somebody that was lip reading me. That was a very interesting experience. Lip reading, literally lip reading. He was unable to hear a thing, but he was his whole way of communication was lip reading. Very interesting experience. We were able to learn together.
Could he speak properly? Or?
No, his speech was fairly unclear. It was okay-ish, but quite unclear. But the point was, the parents were adamant that it should be in a talking environment. It's very interesting.
So it was a lot of pictures to be able to.
Yeah, but he was exposed to that from a young age, and it worked fairly well. So very interesting. What about that? So somebody who is, let's say, somebody who is lip reading, would he count to a minion or not?
Sign that. Someone who can speak through sign language, would you say that's a similar, comparable case?
Yes, yeah, so I think sign language is more of a shaila. I don't
he
remember
can't
now.
Speak, but he can sign.
So sign language, I forgot now. I looked into it once and I forgot. But lip reading, Bialocha speaks about, and lip reading is counted as a fair way of communication, and it certainly counts as a minion. He was able to lip read, he's not considered a cheresh and shoita. He's excluded.
That's like what? Hearing?
That's yeah, of hearing, yeah.
That's as good
yeah.
as hearing. Is that good?
Yeah.
Because
we
haven't mentioned seeing.
Yeah. But it's considered fine. Siv Tes is a important halacha for anybody who makes bar mitzvahs. This is the Mishnah Berurah that discusses the age of a bar mitzvah boy. And there's always, every father that makes a bar mitzvah struggles with that question, because you want to know which day exactly you put on tefillin. Yeah, which day? And which day which day is the actual bar mitzvah? How do you count the bar mitzvah? When is it? It's always, there's always questions about it.
Plus one day from the day.
Very good, that's it.
So
that's it. You can see you've done a bar mitzvah.
Both of them partial, both my oldest son, this one just born, is partial Noach. They're both born on the same day.
Ah, really? Same day?
Same birthday?
Really? That's fascinating. How many years in between?
15.
Wow, that's it. And my oldest, and my youngest also. Say to the date, Chaval of 7. Yeah.
Also 15 year gap?
16, I think. Yeah.
By the wedding, I should say. Yeah. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan.
Yeah.
Remember that it's the 13 years plus one day, right? It's exactly 13, is that right? So let's say there's one on Yom Rishon of a Shavua Shal Parshas Noach. The
Bar Mitzvah
is Yom Sheni in the Shavua.
Very good.
Whatever Shavua Noach is that year.
Yeah.
It's Yom Sheni of that week.
So it's not really the Parsha that counts so much. It's not so much the passing, it's the actual birth date. Mishavuot says as follows. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Le'olam u'kotna at shavish te'isayris at she'acha she'yibayn yud gimel v'yoyim echol. So the crucial point is, yud gimel, 13 years v'yoyim echol. That's the term used. 13 years plus one day. V'shnas ha'ibu bas yud gimel chodesh. That's also an interesting point. The Ibu Yoh.
There is a machlokes in the second nidah regarding when a katan is roll a beer or not, whether it's 3 years or one day.
3 years or one day.
Is there
I don't know about the Gemara in it. I don't know. But
the one day is whether you need the one day or whether.
Oh, whether you don't need that one.
Whether actually the final day of the 12th year counts.
Right. Okay. That's Mamash says that Machloikis, it seems like. So the discussion here is 13 years plus one day. So the birthday is considered when he's 13 full years plus one day. That is his birthday. That additional day, that's when his birthday is. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And the Shnasa Ibu is the Ibu Yor, when there's a leap year, you could argue, well, he's done the 12th month. The answer is no. Shnasa Ibu, which inevitably you're going to be including Shnasa Ibu, but the leap year is considered as if it's 1 year. So you don't add extra month just because the Ibu year is considered as it. So we'll be talking about more scenarios about leap years in the next year. So we'll discuss and see. That's the next Sifu. We'll get to that Mishnah tomorrow. We'll get that Sifu. Now, in terms of the Bar Mitzvah, I just want to look at Mishnah over here. The words are, I think that's the key Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Beis. It's not that you need 13 years plus a full day. It doesn't mean that. Elo. Rather what it means. Kevan sin shenichnas. That he entered chilas hayoim. Since he entered the 14th year. Shenichnas at chilas hayoim. Since you entered the 14th years. Which in other words is 13 years plus a minute. A minute? So it's not 13 years plus a day. It might even sound confusing. No, how did you...
Well, he's in his 14th year.
It's not the 13th birthday, though. In the classic, I think in the Gauche world, you look at the birthday.
It's Wednesday night, this is the birthday. So we're not doing the birthday, we're doing when
so it's 13 years. He was born on Yud Nissan, as an argument, yeah? So Yud Nissan.
It's Wednesday night. This is Wednesday night. So Yud Nissan is Wednesday night. No. No, because
he's 13
plus one day.
Right? That additional day is his birthday. Even if he was born at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the last minute of Rosh Hashanah, Kim Shadain, who Yoim Vadai, since that certainly, it was a day, as long as he was. Right, it was by the day, it wasn't by night, it was the day of Rosh Hashanah. Nase ben yoim gimel shana betchilas leil Rosh Hashanah shel shnas yudalet. So that's a good example of Rosh Hashanah. So if he was born on Rosh Hashanah, so the Bar Mitzvah is going to be, even if he was born at the end of Rosh Hashanah, it's no, that's what he says. No, why it's on Gedalia? 13
is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, yeah. So it will be on that day, because that's the 30th plus one day. So that as you're entering that day, look, afinu noy besoyf yoim rosh hashana, kimish adayim uivada yoim nase ben yud gimel shana betchilas leil rosh hashana shel shnas yudalet. It's the end. Is entering the 14th year. You disagree? That's when the 14th year starts.
If a baby's born on a Sunday night, right?
It's a Monday, yeah.
13,
so when is it complete? 13, when does the 14th year start?
13 years later.
Is when?
He'll still be in his last day of his 12th year until Shkir on the Monday night, until the Tuesday morning, until Shkir on the Monday night.
Monday is really the 14th year.
But is it though? Because if you're born on a particular day,
You don't get two birthdays per year.
Because it's a bit like the Bris is the same day the following
that's
week.
The eighth day, because it's the eighth day.
That's the proof of what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get too... The eighth day, absolutely, yeah. V'imu ben ha-shmoshes me'salet. Is that what you... Are you okay with that? That sounds right. It is indeed, yeah. I'm just saying that if you've got it's the beginning of the 14th year. It's the first minute of the 14th year. So we don't, you're right about, with a benayit or day, that doesn't make a difference. That whole day is considered his birthday. We don't go SLS. That whole day. So if he was born on, say, Yud Nissan, so when is the 14th year of start? Yud Nissan, that's it. Whether he was born by night or by day. Because that's considered plus one day.
Because he's in his 14th year.
Because is that birthday is part of the 14th birthday. You're right. You're just expressing it differently. It's the 14th. It's in the 14th year already.
Oh, I see. You might think it's the end of
his. Absolutely.
It's 12th year.
You would have thought so. Yeah, yeah. So it is really the beginning. It's the beginning of the 14th year. Yeah. Okay. It might be self-understood. I'm just. Was born in the twilight period. Then you're in the Sofek, you go Misofek, and then Lechom, you go to stringent side. So to summarize, initially we spoke about the missing halacha. What's the missing halacha? What's missing halacha that is not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah? What's not discussed?
Counting.
That's it, Stephen. You're spot on tonight. Yes. Then we spoke about that anybody who's 13 is considered a gadol. Then we spoke about a sleeping individual. What would you do with a sleeping man? Does he count or not?
Yes.
We wake him. That's the answer. We wake him. What about if he's davening?
Wait. If you can.
If you can wait, you wait. If not, then can he count?
So how many say how many?
Up to four. But yeah, but up to four. Shkoyach for pointing it out, I forgot to mention it. Then we spoke about deaf and so if he's cheresh, medaba in a shemea, shayna medaba, you can count. But if he loses both his talking skills and hearing skills, chas v'shalom, then he doesn't count for the minyan. We spoke about the way you count the bar mitzvah, both said this is for this evening. And tomorrow we'll be talking about your question about the Ibe year. How does that work if a leap year bar mitzvah? Okay, gentlemen, good evening.